As you probably know, the government is considering changes to the rent pressure zone system. In the meantime, areas continue to be designated as pressure zones. The latest of these is Castlebar. Rents in the County Mayo town have been increasing by double digits. More than 400 people are on the housing list and 50 families are in emergency accommodation. There's also frustration over 26 derelict buildings in the town. Carol Coleman has been to Castlebar to find out more.
Construction sounds in Castlebar. A three-storey building on Ellison Street being refurbished. But just a stone's throw away, two large vacant buildings, the derelict site notice still tacked to the door of one.
You can see the grills there hanging off the roof to stop the slates coming down onto the main street. I mean, these properties should have been developed 10, 15 years ago.
Independent councillor Harry Barrett is angry on behalf of the townspeople. Angry that dereliction is ruining Castlebar's streets, and angry that plans to turn these buildings into 12 housing units have been delayed again.
It's in a prime location. We had, as I say, 12 units that would have housed 12 families here, ready to go, hoping to have started this in November. Central Housing again and the department have held us up here. We're told now we have to squeeze in, as I said, two more units. Because they wanted 14, and they told us we had just overspent slightly on the spending limits.
Not far away, I meet people who'd love to be living on Ellison Street.
So yourself and your partner are looking for a place?
Yeah, my partner's nearly 60 years of age. And nothing, absolutely nothing.
This man told me he and his partner sleep under a blanket. One of 54 families classified as homeless.
Would you be on a housing list or anything like that?
Over 20 years. Just, that's how long.
Then there's the Mayo ATU students forced by rocketing rents to commute from Tuam in Galway.
We're commuting up and down every day. It's about an hour and a half commute from where I'm from, just because I can't afford anything here.
You can rent single rooms in places for like 700 a month. And even then, just for a room, that's weekdays only. Like, you can't stay weekends, you still have to go back home.
Castlebar may soon be designated a rent pressure zone. Estate agent Marion Mourne says town rents are up 20%.
A two-bedroom apartment, you're talking it'll command 1,500 a month. One bedroom, you'll get 1,300, 1,400 if it's good and if it's town centre.
The hospital and medtech companies provide good jobs, but new buyers drive house prices out of the reach of most.
A three-bedroomed, semi-detached house in even on the outskirts of town now, where it was, what, last year you'd be talking about 235, 240, 250. You're at the same house, 310, 315.
On the Mall, the Imperial Building, where Michael Davitt founded the Land League, has been empty for 14 years now. According to Connacht Telegraph editor Tom Kelly.
There was hopes some time ago that investors were going to take it over and turn it into a hotel again. Unfortunately, they have fallen through. So that's been very frustrating. It's very annoying for, as I say, people who have pride in Castlebar. And in a recent edition of the paper, I wrote that the Imperial Hotel, unfortunately, as historic as it is, has become a monument to the failure to address the dereliction problem.
To tackle dereliction, Councillor Barrett says Castlebar's municipal district needs funding, staff and more autonomy to take the tough decisions.
The staff across the road there are doing their level best. It's the most stressful office in that county building at the moment. They're delving out the loaves and the fishes. There are people holding on to buildings in this town and this county for 20, 30 years and nothing has been said to them. And that's not good enough. If I'm telling people they have to go to homeless shelters in Charlestown, something has to be done with dereliction.
Carol Coleman reporting. A spokesperson for Mayo County Council said the council will seek permission for 13 social housing units at the Ellison Street sites referred to in Carol's report. And in relation to the Imperial Hotel, the council says it's looking at developing an innovation hub there.